bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Yeah, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah, man.
Yeah,
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
WMFO in Medford.
good today, Fred. Remember, Santa comes tonight, and he knows who's been naughty and who's been nice.
And because he's a girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind.
On the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are bringing you a Christmas-themed evening with Esquivel, Christmas messages from the Beatles, and some head-banging Christmas rock and roll. We began the set with Billy May and a mambo version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from an album called Merry Mixmas, Christmas Classics Remixed. And then Esquivel with his version of White Christmas. And then a tune composed by Charlie Chaplin, the actor and director and screenwriter. Well, he was also a pretty good composer, too. That was the Toy Waltz, arranged by Shaw. And then Cheech and Chong, their piece, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. Also heard the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Here We Come A-Carolin', and then a collaboration between Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top on guitar, Dave Grohl on drums, and Lemmy from Motorhead singing and playing bass. Run, Rudolph, Run, from our second featured album, We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. And backing me up right now, well, this is a selection off of the Celtic Christmas album, O Come All Ye Faithful. So, I promised you that we'd be hearing the 7-minute epic sound collage, the 1968 Beatles Christmas messages to their fans. And as the years went by, well, in the first 1963, they're all hanging out in the studio together and making noises and mixing sounds in, but they're all hanging out together, having a good time, just going around the studio room there. And then later on, their messages became more separate, each having their own section and doing their own thing. So we're going to start off the next set with, well, a couple of months ago, I had one of the best sound collages of the year, I think. It was another in our Tears of the Gods sub-series, Sounds of the 70s. And in that one, we mixed up songs from Heart's 1970s career, and we had Jethro Tull's Songs from the Wood as our featured album. And one song that we didn't get to, but is particularly timely right now, Ring Out Solstice Bells. So we're going to hear that, and then the Beatles' 1968 Christmas message to their fans. And then Brian Setzer and Anne Margaret collaborating on a duet. And I think we'll finish off that set with another headbanging Christmas song for you. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
Since it's the sun. Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968. Going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity, all the way from America, to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
At the third stroke, it will be
Ringo Starr.
Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am, certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5, Sapney, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years.
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career, and he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in scent and cesspool at Oak Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal or honour wits, including, I might add, hot vitello tutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil.
The sound of a manservant aisle detectively lasting barred up in a love busy Gary Dale time. How close can you get his begging every underly council originally a bad feeling?
Court!
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful and what a thrill it is talking here. In Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year. Oh,
thank you, Tony. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then. And now, exactly I did it then. Here's a real Noel man, living in his Noel land, making all his Noel plans. Nobody has in God a point of view. Isn't he a bit like you and me? No, I'm a man.
Yes.
Don't worry. Take your time. Don't worry. No, I'm a man. The world's at your command. Ooh.
God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been,
how lucky you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Just look out the window. Baby, look at that stone.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the dawn.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a few minutes more.
I never saw such a blizzard
before. Oh, I got to get home.
But baby, you're gonna freeze out there.
Hey, I need a comb.
What's up to your knees out there?
You've really been grand.
I threw when you touched my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
When you think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I
died.
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold.
And you can't even bribe a friend to help a friend who screwed that friend over.
On the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, We are celebrating Christmas with Esquivel, the Beatles, and their Christmas messages, and some heavy metal headbanging Christmas music. Started off that last set with Jethro Tull and Ring Out Solstice Bells from their Songs from the Wood album. A perfect album. And then we heard from the Beatles in their 1968 Christmas message to their fans. And thanks again to Chuck U for originally providing me with those. And also, Merry Christmas, Diane. 1968 was one of the most turbulent years in the 20th century. Pretty much the most, one of the most turbulent years in human history. Just a major concern in the United States. It started off with the Tet Offensive in the Vietnam War, which was kind of a military climax, and it ended up in a number of ways turning a lot of the United States citizens against the idea of continuing to fight that war to win. And then there were two big assassinations. First, Martin Luther King Jr. in April, and then in June, Robert F. Kennedy, who was running for the president, and he probably would have secured the Democratic nomination, and he probably would have won against Richard Nixon, who instead ended up winning the election for the presidency and, well, completely put the United States on a different course of action than it would have been under Robert Kennedy. And there was the Prague Spring in Czechoslovakia, which ended up getting brutally crushed. And, well, there were just so many more things. And one of the things that I've enjoyed doing and has informed so much of my knowledge of the 20th century is reading Life magazines from the 1960s and the 1950s. I've got a collection that I essentially acquired from the Boston Public Library. And Life was a weekly publication back then. And one of the finest news reporting organizations that ever existed. And they had letters to the editor. And in the final issue of 1968, there was basically one that was published where somebody was just remarking about how incredible it was, all that had happened, and that the world still survived. Well, the planet Earth is going to pretty much survive no matter what humans do. Although the way life on it is might not be so pretty or take good turns, but 1968, that was a year in human history. So backing me up right now is Al Kiola, and this is Holiday on Skis from a Ultra Lounge Christmas Cocktails album. And we've got time for one last set for you this evening. And, well, we're going to start it off with some more jazz, and we'll eventually hear Johnny Winter in there. And, well, let's get this started. Here's Les Brown and his band of renown.
it's a miracle. That's what it is. It's a good old-fashioned Christmas miracle.
Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of
see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this, this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Ooh, yeah. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
That leads you wayward, that bell that jingles your rock, that sweet, sweet nutcracker, ladies and gentlemen, Dusty Tao.
I got a cell phone, trampoline, a year's worth of magazines. I even got a new pair of chucks. I got a surfboard, swimming pool, a Mustang convertible, a still
すべて丸暗記めぐすりの
騙して今夜決めるぜ。やっとさらば平成通って、さらなるバイトで稼いだ金で、キーパーのオープンハートのプレゼント全部何のため、俺のため、思い浮かべるだけで丸顔を騒ぎ、心がちっとくだまだ来ない、見つかなっても全く現れない、こりゃハマったなとついに諦めて、達郎の歌口さんだと思う。誰かと言いたい雑誌の占いラッキーワード、電話車ドラマ変な女、最後のチャンステリフラショー、オンライトコース耐久コース、お調子者の店員に帽子と呼ばれて、ちょっぴり気持ちがピーク、手を掴んで戦闘開始、テレビの画面クリスマス特集、どんがりハットで挟むバカップにチキンを加えたいい女、積みて軽くちょっとひとエレジ、あっという間に時間は午前2時、電話来ないもうやばい感じ、いよいよ本気で一大事、
everything back, all the food for the feast, and he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
This holiday season, for 249,000 lambs, 8 million pigs, and 750 million chickens, there will be no presents, no warm family gatherings, no happy new year. Please, give animals worldwide the greatest gift of all. Go vegetarian. Happy holidays from PETA.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Who knows?